The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
What we're going to talk about first and foremost is school places, because post-primary enrolments are at their highest point on record. Not surprising, the population's at its highest point on record. And so parents have been advised to apply to multiple secondary schools because of the pressure on places. And the oversubscribed schools are generally in those parts of the country that have seen the biggest population growth. So the commuter areas around Dublin. Dublin and those commuter areas, Kildare, Wicklow, Meath, Louth, and also parts of Galway and Cork. Our reporter Henry McKean has been looking into this issue and he has been speaking to concerned parents.
This little one here, is there a school place for her?
She hasn't got a place yet for her, no. I don't know what she's going to do after that,
Do you think there'll be a space?
Well, I'm hoping that there will. I mean, when you're born and bred in the town and your whole family is from the town, you think you'd get a place in it for your children, so what can I say?
I have two young girls and both of them are in the Gaelic School Ballybriggan, 8 and just in this year, first year. The Gaelic School is great and the places were available for us to have them in. Now, it was great that we had put their names down earlier for those spaces. There's a Gaelic School, a secondary school in Ballybriggan, so I'm hoping that they'll end up there.
Across the commuter belt, not just in Dublin, but across Ireland, parents have been advised to get the name down early and to apply to multiple schools so you get a place. But then when you do decide to cancel all the others, so there isn't double bookings. Can you understand why many parents out there are concerned and every year it's a struggle to get them into the school they want to get them into?
Well, I think there's a lot of movement of people across Ireland, like Ballybriggan being a very young town, loads of people move into the town, the town is rapidly expanding, and people that would be traditionally from Ballybriggan are sort of going, why can't I send my kids to the school that I sent them to? But the case is that, I think populations are more...
They're more transient, and
I think you're always going to end up facing this problem. I think it's the government face this problem more than we do because the sands is shifting on them so much sometimes. So it's if they don't know where the population is going to be, can they really build a school in a short period of time to facilitate those needs?
And new homes are being built, and these new homes are sometimes bought by parents who have kids who need to go to secondary, and there might not be enough spaces, and by the time the Department of Education get round to building a school, the population has shifted again.
And even the lack of teachers is a problem. I really do think that we need to focus on providing services, providing the things, and doing the research and having the numbers crunched, projecting further forward into the future and sort of saying, right, okay, this is where we need to have schools, this is where we need to put money into teachers. Teachers are a can's teeth at the minute. Even the school that my kids are in, I'm certain that the principal is having a hard time locating staff, But it is about predicting the future. Is it possible to predict the future?
The amount of houses that are being built in Ballybriggan and the facilities, even going from preschool, doctors, secondary school.
So everything. All resources.
The resources aren't put in place. Out on the Nile Road, there's 300 or 400 new houses being built. And I don't know where all those people are going to go to school. I don't know
where the kids are going to go to school.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't feel like they're thinking about everything.
And they're not thinking ahead. And for you, do you think that parents should apply for every school so that way they'll get a space?
I don't know whether that's a good idea either because...
And then there's block booking.
It's block booking, and there is two new secondary schools in the town, but I still feel like the congestion up at Castle Mills trying to get in and out of the new schools up there is unbelievable.
On the school run.
I don't know, there is no infrastructure in the town for any new houses being built. None at all. You need to know 2 weeks in advance
if
you're going to be sick to get an appointment with the doctors.
And you think schools as well, we need to
get
on top of it.
And you can't blame parents for block
putting their names down in multiple, because every kid, every mother wants their kids to go to school.
And they want them to go to a certain school.
Well, that's it, yeah.
But you always have to have a backup plan. Yeah. You need your backup plan. So if you don't get to school of your choice, you have to have the child's name down in multiple schools. You want your child to go to the school that's nearest to your house as well, you know, so you don't want them having to travel from, like, say, from we are down one end of the town up to the other, rainy days, because then you're hopping in your car to bring them to school. That's adding to the congestion and, you know, so.
All right, some of the views expressed by concerned parents to our own reporter, Henry McKean. Marie Porter is with me now, parent of a sixth class student in Greystones in County Wicklow. Marie, is this something you're concerned about, or how does it impact you with a sixth classer who's going to be going on to secondary school next year?
Well, it impacts us because at the moment we're making applications for a secondary school, and there are three secondary schools in Greystones. And what we're being told is there are sufficient number of places for children in sixth class who reside in the area and who are attending a primary school. But we have to apply for all three schools. You can't just apply for the school of your choice.
And I mean, what would that mean for you in terms of planning for next year? You know, when do you find out in terms of buying uniforms, who the kid is going to be going to school with, how they talk to other kids in school about where they're going? What's the implication of all of this?
So at the moment, the schools are accepting applications, and then there's a timeline laid out when notifications will be then issued to parents about whether they've received a place or not, and then the parent has to accept an offer or not. But you're relying on parents, if they accept an offer, then to remove themselves from the waiting list in the other schools. Otherwise, you know, they could be caught up. And for example, last year, about 2 weeks before the secondary school started, there was a small number of children in Greystones who still didn't have a secondary school place, about 8 children, about 2 weeks before the schools were due to start.
Where did they go?
One of the secondary schools accommodated them at the last minute.
Okay, but it must have been kind of a hairy last couple of weeks for those parents. I guess it's a problem that's probably replicated in other parts of the country, and the advice that's been issued is to places like Greystones, kind of commuter areas or places that have seen an increase in population. So you could kind of take a sweep around Dublin and then parts of Galway, Limerick and Cork as well that'll be in this boat. I mean, other parents you talked to at the school gate, I take it this is kind of one of the chief topics of conversation, is it?
It is, yes, and it is. And everyone has been advised to make sure you apply to all the schools. Don't just restrict yourself to one school. And we attended two of the open nights, and the principal relayed the same message and said, because there was, you know, through social media, people were saying it was because parents had accepted more than one place. But the schools here are sharing their lists and sharing the information. And there was only, I think, two instances where that actually happened.
Craig Petrie is with me as well. He's the principal of East Glendalough Secondary School in Wicklow Town. Craig, how big an issue is this in Wicklow?
It's becoming a bigger issue every year, Kieran. And much like everybody who spoke in your Vox Pop with Henry earlier on, there are more houses being built. They are 2, 3, 4-bed houses, mostly 3 and 4. They're being bought by families. And so the pressure that Wicklow as a commuter town is coming under is rising. And so you can see that that's filtering into the schools. The primary schools are filling up. The secondary schools are then getting under pressure. And so we would see this, and we would have seen it last year, where because we're quite heavily oversubscribed, we have people coming back and saying, I want a place in your school. And it's not that they want a place in our school ahead of anywhere else. It's I want a place in your school because I don't have a place anywhere else. And that is distressing. Now, I think that most of those in Wicklow, there's just about enough capacity for us at the moment. But I can see us heading the direction of Greystones and Balbriggan in the course of the next couple of years.
It's interesting, isn't it? You mentioned people buying houses and they've got kids who need to go to school. And that's something that's probably changed in this country in the last 20, 25 years. People bought a starter house maybe in their kind of mid-20s, and it might be several years before they'd be kind of putting pressure on schools. Whereas now when people are buying the starter house, they're turning up with 1, 2 or maybe 3 kids already.
Yeah, and you're starting to see that push through. I mean, the demographics would say that the bulge has kind of pushed through primary school now and is in secondary school, and that in a couple of years' time, this shouldn't be as big a problem. And yet, That's on a national level. I mean, the story in the Irish Times this morning talked about there being enough places in the country for school for all students, with a couple of with places left over. But it's no use if the places are in the Midlands and you're on the East Coast. And so that's becoming more and more acute. And again, the system of trying to increase capacity in schools is slow because we rely on planning and funding and all of those things. And they can be glacial. And I suppose that goes back to the housing issue that we would have. But it is a real issue in terms of trying to magic capacity into schools at the last minute, and schools have to be safe. They have to have the right amount of equipment and labs and so on for the students that are coming. And if we go far beyond that, then we will find ourselves in difficulty. And so schools do find themselves in that sort of moral quandary of we want to help, but actually we're not allowed to, and we can't go much further than we have.
And listen, I know if Norma Foley was in here or somebody from the Department of Education, they'd point to kind of the number of new schools that are have been built or are being built. But at the same time, I mean, there's an element of a problem we see in other areas with the health system, with housing, as you've mentioned, with other critical infrastructure, that at times we seem to take our eye off the ball in terms of demographics and population growth, that we don't kind of predict what is predictable.
Yeah, and the message very much is exactly as you've said, whenever a question goes into the Dáil about this, the answer is always about, well, we have enough schools, we're building more schools. And that is true. But if we're not building them to keep pace with the spaces that are needed right now, and I can understand that there's a reluctance to build too much and end up with idle stock or end up with schools that are undersubscribed. And yet at the same time, what we need now is action today to see that the third, fourth, fifth class students in our schools and the ones currently in sixth class get the places that they need. And if it's not maybe in the first choice school that they want, certainly in the town that they live in.
I give you a good one, Craig. I know of a school being built and it's going to be completed maybe in the next year or two. And as soon as it's completed, a prefab will have to be opened outside the back because already the population growth has outstripped what the school was planned for.
Yeah, and the difficulty then schools find themselves in is in terms of how do they fund the extension, and even that set is slow. So it is, I feel sympathy for the people involved in planning this for the department because obviously this is something that has happened relatively quickly, and yet at the same time, if we have this number of students in second class, then in 4 years' time they are going to need a place in secondary school.
Yeah,
you know, and that's not too far ahead to plan.
Yeah, it reminds me a little bit of the excuse when people point about kind of at waiting lists in places like Beaumont Hospital in particular, and policymakers will say, well, we've got a very elderly population in that part of North Dublin. And I say, well, they didn't all move there.
You know? Like, you couldn't have seen it coming. Everybody gets a year older every year. Yeah. And every child who starts in junior infants next September is going to need a place in 8 years' time in a secondary school, and likely in the secondary school next to where their primary school is.
Listen, Craig, thanks a million for chatting to us. Craig Petrie is the principal of East Glendalough Secondary School in Wicklow Town. We spoke to Marie Porter as well, parent of a sixth class student in Greystones, applying to the three schools in the town. And Henry McKean spoke to a whole host of people with similar concerns to Marie and Craig. So thank you all very, very much. In Greystones, the secondary schools all communicate with each other to see who has applied to multiple schools. So says one listener, could the government not give out grants for the formation of hedge schools? Wonders Richard the Thatcher. County councils should be given the job of allocating places in schools based on location to reduce traffic and improve the local environment. As a child, I was placed in a school 90-minute bus journey across the other side of town. This had long-term implications on my education, time on bus wasted and friendships, etc. My closest school equivalent level was 5 minutes walk away. I don't know, so somebody will absolutely text in and correct me. I think certainly in parts of the UK that's what they do. You absolutely have to be in the catchment area for a school to get into that school. And it makes sense that in terms of your text with commutes, but then one of the unintended consequences is property prices and how they fluctuate based on whether you are just inside or outside that catchment area. And I know people who live in London and they will say the house maybe three or four doors up from them is 15-20% cheaper or more expensive because of the catchment area border. But anyway, listen, maybe it is something we could be looking at. In Lucan, my daughter's in third year now, had to apply to five schools and got one place by the skin of her teeth. Brian says, so what did they do with all the census information we're told is vital for future planning? Brian, that is a good question.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.